Crescent City Water District is set to raise its water rates at a special meeting scheduled for Tuesday, November 12th at the Flynn Center with the public session starting at 6 p.m. Residents opposed to the 106% rate increase over the next 5 years submitted 2,203 protest signatures. But after the city reviewed and counted them all, only 1,302 were determined to be valid, which was 569 signatures short. The City Council is expected to approve the rate increase, which will result in a 60% increase the first year, with smaller percentage increases each year for 5 years. Water rates are currently $14.50 for 1,000 cubic foot of water. On December 5th of this year, that will increase to $23.22. Compared to water rates in other districts, this is still relatively low. However, 33.7% of Crescent City residents live below the poverty line, according to the most recent census numbers, so any increase in their monthly bills will be difficult. This rate increase also comes on the back of another sewer rate increase that went into effect in May. According to former City Council member Donna Westfall, who was active in the protest signature gathering, there will be a request to review all of the protests that were disqualified by City Clerk Robin Patch. The Proposition 218 process that designates the rules for protesting a rate increase states that no more than one signature per parcel may be counted, which includes multi-residence properties like apartment complexes. The protest must list the name of the utility customer or property owner, list the service address or parcel number, and have an original signature in order to be considered valid. Mayor Richard Enya emphasized the critical nature of the rate increase as the Water District has been operating in the red for a number of years and covering the shortfall from the reserve funds, which are now depleted. The city is unable to do mandated repairs to the water towers and needed upgrades to the transmission lines. The district has been accumulating annual deficits ranging from $300,000 to $500,000 for several years now, as rates have not been increased since 2002. In fact, the approved budget for 2013-2014 included a $417,000 shortfall. Additionally, there is a $175,000 loan payment due to the state in January stemming from an infrastructure project in 2000. What is not clear is why the water fund has been allowed to run in the red for so many years with no plans to either reduce costs, increase revenue, or both. Prior city council members stated that the subject was never addressed in the past until recently when it has become a crisis situation. The increased rates will start to fill a $649,000 budget gap and help the city secure additional loans estimated at $4.5 million for a 5-year capital improvement plan. There has been no information publicly available to date as to any changes in the administration of the water district or reductions in the budget that might help prevent the city from sliding back into the same type of financial hole in the future. This has been Sharon Wolf with the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.